I'm Chris Lawrence, and this is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. It is time to get a new calendar, and you'll not find one any more West Virginian than the famous DNR Wildlife Calendar. We'll talk about it right after this. Part 2 of the DNR Report in 3, 2, 1. The 2011 West Virginia DNR Wildlife Calendar is out, and it continues to be a must-buy or a must-gift every single year. Curtis Taylor is the chief of wildlife at DNR.
It's a real popular calendar, and they are literally sent all across the world. A lot of folks over in the Middle East that are in the military get them for Christmas presents, and There's not a calendar out there like it that I know of.
Now, unlike other state wildlife agencies who choose wildlife photography, the West Virginia version features original artwork selected in an ever-growing competition.
We grant fairly wide latitude to some of the artists because that's what makes them artists. And here recently, we've also gone to scenery. Now, naturally, we want to be more heavy on the wildlife side. And that includes all wildlife, whether it be fish, game, non-game. This year we got a painting of a beetle in there. But, yeah, we've been really lucky to attract some really good talent to put artwork in the calendar. And I get a lot of calendars across my desk from other states, and you're right, by and large, the bulk of them are photographs.
Adding to the unique nature of the calendar are day-to-day tips, information, and ideas.
The best times for hunting and fishing, and then when the season's open, and then, you know, when you should clean out your bird feeder, when you should put up your hummingbird feeder, things like that. And
this year's calendar has a special section dedicated to the late Tom Allen, a noted West Virginia biologist and accomplished artist who had more than a few entries in the calendar in his time.
We are featuring him in the calendar because he's had 15 of his paintings in the calendars over the year. So we're featuring Tom Allen. I think it's a fitting tribute to a really talented artist, talented biologist, and a real good employee.
Allen died in 2010, and while you may have never heard of him or met him, you'll know his work in the study of butterflies and caterpillars of West Virginia. And if that still doesn't ring a bell, the next time you see a West Virginia wildlife license plate, you're looking at a Tom Allen work. The West Virginia DNR wildlife calendars are available now for $10 each at the DNR district offices or over the phone through the Elkins Operations Center. Get yourself one or several for friends. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.